part two to the question of what forms angels take, we I guess have to touch a little bit on prophecy. There once was a man who spent his life fighting for monotheism. They tried to kill him, they tried to torture him, they tried to stifle him, they tried to form a United Nations against him, and whatever they did, they didn't succeed. And then this man who kept telling people, you can't offer your kids as sacrifices, you can't, at 100 years old, he miraculously has a son. By now you know we're talking about Avraham Avinu. And after preaching for years, you can't do this, so he gets a vision, and God tells him, take your son up on the mountain, I'll show you, on a holy place I'll show you, and I want you to bind him and offer him as I'll indicate. Da, 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 da. 3 days pass, and Avraham makes the journey, and he takes him up the mountain, and he binds him, and he draws the knife, and as he advances to do as he is told, an angel comes down and says to him, stop, don't touch the kid. Now I know, or now I have made known, that you're a God-fearing person and you didn't withhold your only son. What does Avraham name the mountain? Vayikra shem ha-makom ahu Yeira'eh. Avraham Avinu calls the name of that place Yeira'eh, will be seen. Will be seen. Notice Yitzchak will laugh. Yeira'eh will be seen. With Yitzchak we see a future. Yeira'eh will be seen. Along comes the Rambam and tells us, what does it mean Yeira'eh? The Pasuk explains, as is said today, on the mountain Hashem is seen. Really, on that mountain Hashem is seen, tells us the Rambam. What does that mean? That means that the conclusion, the logical conclusion of the Akedah is that when a prophet sees prophecy, it is 100% clear to him that he is seeing a prophetic vision. Because if there were any room for doubt, for Avraham to ask himself, am I hallucinating? Is this a dream? Is this for real? Then Avraham couldn't do what he did. If there was any room for doubt, then that's murder. Says the Rambam, that's what it means, Yira'eh be'har Hashem Yira'eh. Now, if that's abundantly clear to the prophet, then I think it's also clear to the prophet on his level, who's talking to him and what's talking to him, what's being said to him. As the Rambam writes in Hilchos Yisod HaTorah, that part of the prophetic vision was that the prophet would see the vision, and then right away etched in his heart would be the interpretation of the vision. Those were both gifts from God. Now, we'll add one more point. The Rambam also says that a prophetic vision is not seen with the human eye. It's not a vision that's seen with the naked eye. It's a vision that's seen with the neshama. It's abundantly clear, but it's seen with the neshama. It's not seen with the physical eye. Do you still have a question?
Yes.
Okay. A different question.
Involved, yes. If an angel is a messenger, right? It's one way to look at it for Hashem. He's giving the message of Hashem back on the mountain with Yitzhak and Abraham. Right? Hashem didn't come and tell him to stop. An angel came to tell him to stop, right? He sent the message of Hashem, I understand your God being there, don't kill your son, right? No?
Two stages.
Okay.
The angel tells him stop, and Hashem tells him afterwards, look at the pasuk. Two stages. Uh-huh. One, it's an angel, then it's Hashem.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So the angel comes to tell him to stop. I understand, like, the angels have duties in this world, they carry out things. What does Hashem need a messenger for? Is it like he's tied up somewhere, you know, like he's tied up somewhere, he can't make it to the meeting, like, please send my regards? Like,
no.
What's the point of sending the angel instead of Hashem just coming saying?
According to the Rambam, you have to be on a big enough level to see Hashem, and no one is other than Moshe Rabbeinu. According to the Rambam, the idea is that Hashem gave capacity to give prophetic vision to people who are not on Moshe's level. And that capacity was through angels which are not Hashem, and yet they will give prophetic vision to a prophet. And depending on his level, will define what level of angel he sees. There are 10 levels in the angels. That's the Rambam. I think there are other understandings which I don't think they're in the scope of what we should be covering here. Meaning, I think it's a very fair question, but for whatever reason, Hashem does things through angels. I think the question is good, and the answer has to remain to be seen for anything other than the Rambam.